聚焦时事热点，汇聚公众意见，请听希望之声热点大家谈。
听众朋友好，欢迎您回到我们的热点大家谈，我是新田，
我是子涵，
我是东伟。
好，我们呢现在是有请到了圣塔克拉县第三选区的县议员 David Cortese 来到我们的节目现场。那同时呢，我们的热线电话也打开着，888-275-1628 888-275-1628。首先呢，我们来跟 Cortese 议员打个招呼。 Hi Dave, how are you
Hi, I'm good, Kathy. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, great. So actually, we announced our hotlines open. Oh, okay. Yeah, we already had a caller called in, but he just dropped. So we will just, talk to you first.我们的听众朋友呢刚才已经有打电话上来，但是刚才掉线了，请您可以再回拨啊，888-275-1628。那我们首先呢是想请Cortese 议员给我们更新一下目前圣塔克拉县这个疫情的情况，以及政府在做些什么。因为在今天下午3点钟啊，圣塔克拉县议员呢开了一个新闻发布会。So Dave, we know that this afternoon, the county supervisors, including you, yourself, had a press conference. So would you please share with us what are the important information on the conference?
Well, today we had a news conference just about an hour ago with County Executive Dr. Jeff Smith. Our county executive actually happens to be an attorney and a medical doctor. So he's very, very astute in terms of dealing with this virus. He understands what's going on.And, of course, he's working very closely with the public health director, Dr. Sarah Cody, to issue some of the rules and the guidelines that are in place. So today, he announced and used some illustrations to announce that the number of cases continues to grow, but he thinks that we've been successful at flattening the curve by...the people in this county taking this very seriously, doing social distancing, and following the rules. And because of that, we're having a much better experience with this, even though it's an emergency, even though it's a crisis, we're having a better experience than New York City, for example.
Okay, Dave, let me just do a little bit of translation. 那么 Cortese 议员说呢，他们就在一个多小时前啊，做了一个新闻发布会，主要的呢，就是说是由县议员和这个叫 County Executive, 就是县行政官啊，叫 Jeff Smith, 他同时呢也是一个医生，所以呢他是在疫情方面有非常多的了解，而且这个行政官呢也是跟县的公共卫生局长 Dr. Cody 呢是非常紧密的合作。他说呢，这个行政官啊，在今天下午呢，给了一个非常重要的一些数据，来说明在圣塔克拉县过去的几周里面采取的行动，尤其是让大家待在家里，以及做好社交间距等等这些措施呢，是起到了非常好的一个效果，作用也是很好的，以至于呢，在圣塔克拉县，我们的情况就比方说纽约这个疫情要轻得多。那我就想问一下 Cortese 议员啊，这些数据是怎么回事？ So Dave, could you share with us what the county executive shared, like what are the important data can show such result?
Well, of course, he showed the data as to where we are right now with well over 500, almost 600 infections detected. And he went over the number of actual deaths in the county and the number of people in ICU, which is about 25 in ICU. It's not a tremendous amount, but, that's still significant because that means that people have been attacked by a severe case of pneumonia. And then there's been well over 100 hospitalized. And he was also making the point that right now,we have enough hospital beds to accommodate everybody. But this virus typically has what they call a second surge. And that's what Dr. Smith was explaining. In the second surge, right about the time you think that you have it under control, there's kind of an explosion of additional people that get the virus. Usually in the first round, it's people who are more vulnerable vulnerable, people with that are elderly, people with lower immunities, maybe cancer patients or something like that. In the second surge, more people get it of all ages and all health conditions. And he says we have to be ready for that because, you know, that could overwhelm our system. And the best way to prevent that is to keep distancing and doing what we're doing right now, shelter in place.
Mm. So does he mean that maybe the first surge, we already almost at the peak or?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. He was indicating that that's right about where we are now. And he had charts to illustrate that. And he even went back in time to look at the Spanish flu at the beginning of the last century, the previous century. And he showed exactly how that grew, and then it flattened out. And then there was a second surge and exploded. And we do think that even in China, you know, that's when it originated, that the second surge is really what caused, you know, the very significant growth of the virus. You know, in the beginning, people were being sent home with their families, and then it started to grow geometrically. One person would give it to four or five more people, and pretty soon, not only were the elderly infected or people with compromised health conditions, but also, you know, young people. And so now we're starting to see, even here in Santa Clara County, that a significant number of the infections are people under 50 years old, including a lot of people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Mm, okay, yeah, let me do some translation. 那 Cortese 议员刚才回答说呢，这个 County Executive 啊，现行政官员 Dr. Jeff Smith， 他提供了很多的数据啊，包括目前圣塔克拉县确诊病例是，我看到网站是574啊，可能截止到昨天为止的，就将近600人。那死亡呢，目前是21人，然后在急诊急救室的呢是25人，然后有100多人是住院了。那这个行政官他认为呢，这个圣塔克拉县啊，现在几乎已经是到了它的顶峰了，已经开始这个增长曲线有点持平往下压的一个趋势了。但是呢，他说这个病毒看起来是会有第二波，在第一波的时候呢，是那些老年人啊，然后有基础病症的人最容易感染，但是在第二波的时候呢，它就有可能传染性更强，然后是可能会涉及到所有的年龄层。行政官员他还有做研究啊，就是把1918年西班牙流感时的一些数据曲线呢也做一个对照，所以呢他就觉得说呢，我们现一直在做的这些措施，包括这个社交间距啊，这些呢，其实是非常重要，要持续下去的。那我就想再问 Cortese 议员啊，那我们接下来啊，在圣塔克拉县，希望大家是怎么做，然后他们会采取什么措施 ？So Dave, as you just explained, we still need to keep doing like the social distancing, stay at home. So what are the exact policies or suggestions the county will be enacting to prevent, you know, to just minimize the loss from the maybe the second surge?
Well, one of the things we're trying to do is, you know, minimize contact in various different ways. Of course, as everyone knows, there's a direct order to shelter in place and guidelines to stay 6 feet apart. No one can have an event with over 100 people. And now, you know, really you can't have events that are of any size because you have to keep 6 feet apart and you're not supposed to congregate people at all. So, and the other thing is with the shelter in place, really you're not supposed to be going anywhere that's not essential. So to go to a party or a dance or a banquet, these are not essential activities. Even though they're very popular here in Santa Clara Valley, Santa Clara County, we all go to many events, banquets, dinners, traditional celebrations, but right now none of that is allowed. none of that is allowed. Only essential work or essential activities, like going to your pharmacist, go to your doctor. If your car breaks down, you're allowed to bring it for repair. If your job requires you to be there, of course, you're allowed to go. If you need groceries, you're allowed to buy them. If you need prepared food, it has to be takeout food only. Those are some of the things that are in place right now. In addition, the schools are closed. In addition to that, we just put a moratorium, which means a freeze or a stop on all evictions in Santa Clara County. So renters, even if their lease expires or they're behind on their rent, right between now and May 31st, they cannot be evicted by the landlord. That's against the law right now. And again, the purpose is we do not want to push people around, moving them from place to place where they can inadvertently come into contact with somebody that's contagious. Or maybe they're contagious and they present to somebody, you know, who's elderly or frail or fragile, who could actually die.
Okay. 我们要做的就是最大限度的来减少人与人之间的接触啊，因为这样呢就可以减少病毒传播传染的几率。事实上呢，到目前为止是任何大小的活动几乎都是不能进行的，因为你如果是在外面的话呢，一定要人与人之间保持6英尺的距离。然后呢，一般的人，除非你是做非常必要的，一定要去做的工作呢，以及一些活动，包括你去买食物、买药品、去看医生，或者说是修车之类的呢，一般人平时就不能出去的，是要待在家里。这个是一直在做的，要继续做下去。另外呢，他还指出呢，县议会现在是通过了一个法案，停止逼迁租客，就是说在疫情期间，有的租客可能他的租约到期了，但是他可能或者说有的人他就没有办法付租金了，房东呢是不可以去要求他，就是把他迁出他居住地的。这个是已经是通过了一个法律。那么我们的热线电话是打开着888-275-1628 888-275-1628，如果您是住在圣塔克拉县或者是其他县也可以啊。如果您对这个县议员 Cortese 有任何的问题，现在呢是非常好的机会啊，可以打电话上来。我们的热线电话是888-275-1628 888-275-1628。 So Dave, you know, today President Trump just signed the CARE Act, the stimulus plan. So a lot of people gonna, you know, care about how it's gonna impact personally. But right now we have callers just calling, so we will just let our caller to ask you the question first. 你好。
你好。
您贵姓？
我姓林，林太太。
林太太，您是住哪个城市？
三后岁啊。
哦，您对 Cortese 议员有什么问题吗？
我是想问，因为我们是早就退休了的。
您能把收音机关一下吗？
对，这样没有回声。
我和我先生都是退休，早就退休了。我们在美国住了几十年了。这次呢，就是我们吧，退休金不高。原来我们都是到什么慈济啊、社区中心啊去帮我们报税。现在都关门了，所以今年的税我们还没有报。去年和前年我们也没报，他说你们只是退休金，所以也没有必要年年都报。后来我们去年前年就没报。今年呢又还没找到地方报。我就问这个中共疫情这个补助金这个我们能不能领到啊？
好的，那林太太，我想问您一下，您多大年龄了？
70啊。
好，那我们就来问议员这个您这个问题。
80。我们都住了几十年，退休都20年了。
OK, 好的。Yeah, Dave, this is Mrs. Lin from San Jose. She's already 70 years old, already retired and with her husband. So her question is because they have not filed a tax return, and in the past 2 years, they did not file either because they were advised they only have some Social Security income. So she just wonder whether they could get the, you know, the rebate cash from the federal.
And let me ask a clarifying question. Are we talking about the stimulus money when you say the rebate cash?
Yes, stimulus money, yes.
Yes, people can get that based on their adjusted gross income. So as long as you have below a certain income, you'll get it. It's that simple. If you have, I didn't really understand the, it sounded like she was worried about a particular problem.
Yeah, her worry is because maybe she thought it was based on the tax return, but they have not filed tax return for 2 years.
But because of lack of income?
Yeah, because they are low income, they only have some Social Security income, and they were advised by someone they don't need to file tax return.
Yeah, so, yes, I understand what she's saying. They did not have enough income to qualify to file a tax return, but they have Social Security numbers, and they have filed tax returns in the past. So mm-hmm. they should automatically get a check, but if they don't, she should call us at our office, 408-299-5030, and we'll work with the federal government or our congressional representative to make sure that they, you know, that they understand that these are taxpayers, people who have been paying taxes, who have a very low, such a low adjusted gross income, that actually you qualify for the full amount, the maximum stimulus payment. So, but if they don't send it to you for some reason because they dropped your file or something like that, you just let us know and we'll get their attention.
So how long do you think they should wait and then call your office if needed?
It's going to take, I believe it's going to take a couple weeks before checks start coming out. I think they're trying to speed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's a lot of work to do to get checks sent out. And, you know, I would wait a couple of weeks and contact our office. At least in 2 weeks, we will understand better where they are in the process. And we'll be able to tell you, wait another week or it's time to make a phone call.
Mm.
But we're happy to help you with that. You shouldn't have to call Washington, D.C. Just call us here in Santa Clara County, and we have staff that are paid for by you as taxpayers. We also have staff here, and they can get that question answered or get that resolved for you. And that's not just this caller. Any caller who believes that, you know, they should have gotten a rebate, they should have gotten a stimulus check, maybe their neighbors or their other family members got one already, by all means, call us, and we'll try to trace what happened to yours if it didn't come.
Okay. Yeah, so let me translate. 林女士，刚才 Cortez 议员她说呢，你们应该是可以拿到这个钱的，因为你们以前肯定也有报过税嘛，然后现在退休了，因为是你们的收入很低，所以才没有报税，所以这个不会有影响的。那他是建议说呢，再过个两个星期啊，因为联邦政府他至少需要两，我们听到的是有大概要三周时间，但是他建议两周之后呢，如你可以打电话给 Cortez 议员的办公室，他们那个时候可能就比较清楚联邦政府他们做这个发钱的程序到底会怎么样做呢，他们会更清楚，然后他们会给你一些建议。那么他们办公室的电话是 408-299-5030， 您可以记一下 408-299-5030， 他们呢也是有不同的语言翻译。那另外呢，也是对我们所有的其他的听众朋友，如果您是住在圣塔卡拉县的话，如果您有类似的问题，或者说您知道您身边的人啊，尤其是一些老年人，他们可能对这些信息不太，就是沟通不是那么的灵便的话呢，也请你帮助他们，也可以帮他们打电话，或者说请他们自己可以打这个电话408-299-5030。 Cortez 议员说呢，他们的这些 服务呢，就是因为其实是纳税人所付的钱嘛，现在就是为您服务的时候了，为大家服务的时候了，所以呢不要犹豫也不要担心啊，就可以去打电话 408-299-5030。 那我们今天这个 Cortese 议员的时间呢我们就要到了，那么
我们线上还有听众啊，可有可能延长一些吗？我们先休息一下再回来。
好好，那我们再回来，就是我们请 Cortese 议员再稍微等一下。Yeah Dave, so we still have other callers, soWe will have a short break and come back. Can you stay on?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right, thank you. 好，我们休息一下，马上回来。
疫情期间，加州州长办公室提醒您：一，留在家中可以减缓新型冠状病毒的传播，拯救生命；二，重要物资与服务仍会继续提供，例如超市、药房、洗衣店等；三，医疗单位、食品供应商和执法机关也会继续为民众服务。四，带薪病假、失业金和其他福利与计划不会中断。五，如果您必须外出，请与他人保持至少6英尺距离。六，没有人能置身事外，让我们团结对抗疫情。查询更多信息，请上网站 covid19.ca.gov, COVID19.ca.gov。
水是生命的源泉，使用优质水可以增进身体健康，提高生活质量。来自韩国的阿里郎水龙头能将一般的水转化成高能活性离子水，具有高效清洁和杀菌的作用。拥有多家国际机构检测认证的阿里郎水龙头可以安装在浴室、厨房、洗衣间、后院等处，是家庭生活的好帮手。
对，我用了，我听到广播以后我到这儿来买了一个，我试一下非常好，就是第一，原来使很多这个相扑，现在就一点点就可以了，另外洗完头比较蓬松，也不会发黏，对我们小孩有那个头皮屑，结果他用了以后这头皮屑就没有了，挺好的。
购买请到美好生活小铺，网址是 shopping.bayvoice.net， 咨询电话408-915-6658 408-915-6658。
聚焦时事热点，汇聚公众意见，请听希望之声热点大家谈。
听众朋友好，欢迎您继续收听我们的节目，我是新田，
我是子涵，
我是东伟。
好，我们的热线电话是打开着888-275-1628，在线上的呢是我们圣塔克拉县的第三选区议员 Dave Cortese。 那么我们先来接听这位听众朋友。
喂，
您好，请问贵姓？
我姓张。
您住哪个城市？
我是三号岁。
三号岁，好的，张先生，您对于 Cortese 议员有什么问题吗？
我想问一下，因为我的想法和处理，就是因为这是我处理那个就是关于新冠肺炎的事情，向哪里去反映？
是什么方面的？
我想我的设想和对于那个新冠肺炎治疗和治疗的意见、想法。
您有这方面的就是想法是吗？
想法对。
OK， 您以前是医生吗？
不是医生，因为我听到多方面的这样说，在国内也这样说，这个病可能要到夏天天热了以后可能会自己会消灭。我听这里的你们的广播也讲过，要到夏天，可能天热了以后，这个病毒自己会消灭。再说，我们在预约的医院里面看病，他说你要到5月份到6月份，天热了以后你再预约。这个可能是对那个的这个病毒对那个温度有那个联系，所以我想反映一下情况。
好的。So Dave, yeah, this is Mr. Zhang from San Jose. He was just wondering, he has some thoughts about how to deal with the virus, like, because he got some information that this virus could last till summer, because when he, like, tried to make appointment with his physicians, they told him to wait after, like, May. So he has some thoughts and ideas, so he's wondering who he can talk to.
Well, I would have him contact my office or email my office. The email address is kind of long, so it's hard to write down. But maybe call the office first and get our email address, or have, you know, he could give my staff his email address. Then we can connect him with people at the Valley Medical Center. We could connect him with the people who run the hospital and the people who run our health system. I think that would be best. Yes. I can also get somebody from the county executive's office to talk to him. As I just mentioned, the county executive is an attorney and a doctor, an MD. So even though he's the CEO of the whole county, and we have 22,000 employees and 40 agencies and departments, and he's very busy, if this gentleman has some experience that he would like to share, we can try to create an opportunity for them to talk, or I'll exchange emails with them.
Mm, I see. Okay. 那张先生 Cortese 议员说呢，他是建议您打电话给他的办公室，因为他们是可以帮您联系刚才提到的县行政官员啊。因为这个行政官员他不仅是行政官员，他还是一个律师和医生，但是他非常忙，所以呢他建议说您打 Cortese 议员办公室的电话，然后呢互相拿到 email 啊，就是电子邮件，这样的话呢他就可以来帮你做这个连接，好吗？
因为我那个就是那个电子信件这个东西，因为我已经是80多岁了，这种东西我玩不了。
OK， 好的，没关系。那要不然呢？我们可以，我们在线下跟您来联络，然后看看怎么样帮助您和县议员办公室啊、县行政官员那边去做这个沟通，好吗？
好的，
我们有您的电话。好的，好，谢谢张先生。
那么，我如果主动向他们办公室联系的话，那么。他们电话是
好，
能不能告诉我呢？
是的，这个电话是408-299-5030 对，408-299-5030
他们会讲国语吗？
他们会想办法找翻译的。
哦，好的。
对，你就讲简单的英文，就是说，你说你需要中文翻译，他们会找中文翻译，好吗？
啊，那么他们是在哪个机构？
圣塔克拉拉县议员。
县议员啊啊啊啊！
对，因为您住圣何西，是属于圣塔克拉拉县的。
圣塔克拉，对对对对。
好的。
好的。
好，
麻烦你，
不客气。对，您如果有任何问题呢，也可以再拨打我们电台的电话啊，就是888-275-1628，就是您刚才打的这个电话。
好的，好的，好的，
好
的，好，
谢谢。Okay, so Dave, yeah, so actually Mr. Zhang is 80 years old, so he might not be able to use email, but he took down the phone number, so he will call your office, but if there's any, you know, difficulty in communication, we offered our help, so.
Yeah, we have some people on the Board of Supervisors offices, or in our offices, that can speak Mandarin, you know, speak Chinese, depending on if he needs that help. So we will arrange that. And the same thing with the hospital system. There are people there he can communicate with and share his experience that can understand him. We'll make sure there's translation.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. So any other last word you would like to share with our... Oh, actually, so maybe this is a good opportunity. We can announce your radio... town hall with our station.
Okay. I know that we've been working on that, Kathy. I don't know if they got it all set up yet, but we are expecting to do a radio town hall with your station, with the station. And I know the date is pending right now. They're trying to lock in the final date. But that would also include Dr. Jeff Smith, the same county executive that I've been talking about, who held the press conference with us today. And he would be live with me answering questions for people. And we would expect people to come, you know, to call that line from across the community, from every demographic, you know, every culture, every language. It's something, it's a town hall that we will make available to people throughout the county, you know, regardless of their language or their race or their ethnicity. It'll be wide open for everyone. So stay tuned. And Kathy, I know you and the station will continue to put the word out as we finalize the exact date and time. And of course, those of people who receive my newsletter from my office, there's about 100,000 people in Santa Clara County who receive our newsletter. We will notify them as well.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to receive the newsletter, they should call that same number that you were giving, and we can put them on the list.
Okay. 那我们电台呢，跟 Cortezia 议员的办公室，我们会在下周啊，这个时间呢是暂定是下周三啊。那么我们会继续让您知道，这将是一个电台上面的一个 town hall meeting 市政会议。那到时候呢，您可以问任何的问题，包括 Cortezia 议员和刚才所说的这个县行政官员 Jeff Smith， 他也是一个医生啊，都会在这个市政会议上面。后续的信息我们会跟听众朋友您来分享。好的 ，So thank。Thank you, Dave. We'll see you soon.
Okay, we'll look forward to coming back for the town hall.
Okay, 好，感谢您的收听，我是新田，
我是子涵，
我是董伟。